You ask me if I want a salad. What? Why would you ask that? I see what you're insinuating. Oh. Just because I'm fat.
Okay.
You shushed us.
I didn't shush you.
Yeah, you did.
So now,
all right, so we're recording.
Okay.
All right.
That's a good start.
So,
so I think the first thing
welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the first
thing.
Don't
we start with the jingle thing?
Yes, we're going to start with it. Okay. We already did start with the jingle.
Yeah. Okay.
You just can't hear it like the rest of us can.
That's the magic of
with no headphones.
Make
like
sure we talk
else.
To the microphone.
Post-production.
Just because I'm an immigrant, so I have no headphones. No, they don't come with the green card.
I think a fun game for people at home would be to like count how many times Mario says immigrant.
Yeah, speaking of people at home, nobody has any idea who we are at this point.
Okay.
Well, that's providing someone actually listens to this that doesn't know who we are.
I think we should start with Mario.
All right, Mario, please introduce yourself.
Who's
okay,
who's,
so...
Who's breathing a lot?
I guess the person with no headphones.
Stop it. Sorry. Okay.
Go ahead. So,
my name is Mario. I'm, what am I going to say? I'm from Italy, I guess.
You guess?
Is that what you're not sure
about?
Yeah,
and I guess... I don't know. I moved here 6 years ago, so the beautiful accent that you guys hear, it's a beautiful Italian accent.
It is pretty.
That which people make fun of all the time.
Not us.
That's what?
I would never do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I'm fat. Let's start with this. You're going to hate that a lot.
They might know because that might be the name of the show.
We still haven't really decided on a name.
We could, after introductions, we could probably maybe talk about them and then people could vote.
Maybe.
Google Plus.
All seven people that might listen to this.
Yeah, well, at least it's an odd number, so we won't end in a tie.
That's true.
What does odd number mean? Like, Fortuna?
No.
Is it bad luck?
He means if people vote, they can't have even, you know, can't be 3-3 or 4-4.
I vote twice and that's it. You're uneven.
I didn't.
Mike's turn to introduce.
Okay. So I'm Mike.
I'm Brett.
I'm Mario.
Thank you.
Back around.
All right. So.
Okay. So I want to start this.
All right, Mario.
What are we doing? I have no clue how this thing works.
You tell us what we're doing.
I still don't know what a podcast is.
Tell us what you think a podcast. A good teacher uses questions to draw out understanding of the listener to then address.
Okay, so...
So what do you think a podcast is?
What is a podcast, Mario?
Do not answer my question with a question. Just tell me the answer and let's get over with this.
We want to know what you think a podcast is.
Because it's probably right.
Right.
Well, I have to admit, every time I see podcasts on my iPhone, iPod. Thank you, Mike. I just go ahead. I don't even think. I just skip it.
Oh.
So now I find myself wondering, what am I doing? I guess those things are important.
What do you think it is? What do you think?
Just random people talking.
Yeah, that's
pretty
close.
That's why you just don't listen to those things.
Yeah. But
I'm advertising my own show right now.
Some of them are informative, though. Not this one.
You think this is going to be?
Certainly not this one.
But they can be.
Why am I holding pen and paper like I'm waiting for somebody to tell me something?
You have paper?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
You guys.
So we could tell Mario then now what a podcast is.
Yes.
I thought about thinking about ways to describe a podcast.
So this
Mario.
Is basically what Gemini 45 does? Just random people talking?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, but people listen to it.
It's like... It's like a radio show, except
this is
not
cool.
Live, really. And except this sort of is live. It just
will I become famous
people
Ramiro the freaking Puerto Rican?
Maybe.
You can be like
so
that.
So it'll be like Mario the fat Italian?
Yeah, maybe it'll be that. All right. So
we covered what a podcast is.
Right, and we introduced ourselves.
Okay, so the answer is... I still don't know.
It's like a talk show.
Yeah.
It's like a radio.
Picture a talk show.
Well, it could be anything nowadays. You can do a video.
And does this reach somewhere other than Denver's?
It reaches whoever wants it.
The World Wide
Web.
Put
it on a website somewhere and people can download it from iTunes.
It's going to be on there.
And then
in a second, I just became famous worldwide.
People can subscribe to it. People can subscribe to it so that if we make a new one every month, it automatically downloads to their iTunes.
You know what I realized when you were telling us that story?
How boring I am?
No, that you probably have the best radio voice out of me, you, and Mario.
Well, I don't know, because I can audio myself.
That's true.
Mario has a pretty good radio voice.
I think, yeah, we have to explain to people right now that me and Mike are both wearing headphones and Mario's not.
Right.
Me and Mike are both sitting on one couch and Mario's not. Right. He's on the other one.
It's a citizen thing, I guess.
Yeah. Pretty much. Do you think we should even let Mario listen to the podcast when we're done?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
I don't send him the link.
He might forbid it from being played.
People have to email me and Mike directly if they want the link.
You have a story? Okay.
Yeah, I left 5:30.
Oh, wait.
But I arrived here. What? You were interrupting me?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because you texted me like 3 weeks ago saying, I have a story. And I said, don't tell me until we record the podcast.
What happened 2 weeks ago?
No, it was your court appearance.
Wow.
Maybe. Do you want to talk already about my court appearance?
That sounds better than whatever you're about to tell us.
So tell us about tell Brett about your appearance in court, because I already know the story.
So, and I explained, it's not a court because I'm a criminal.
Right. It's
federal. It was court. A speeding ticket.
Well, maybe that hasn't even been determined yet.
Quite. Is a speeding ticket that I got actually the day after our vacations. Oh, by the way, got a speeding ticket on my vacation too. Anyways, I'm a really good driver.
Wait, what vacation was this? What vacation?
The September vacation. We went to Italy.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
By the way, let's say I'm a good driver. Never had an accident in my life.
Now I'm not going to believe the rest of the story either.
You never had an accident in a motor vehicle, perhaps.
I did have a couple of accidents, but none of them was my fault 100%.
Ah. Are we going to go back?
Except for once, 98%. Which was my fault, but somebody has to go blamed for it. And I just didn't say anything.
So what part of what you're telling us is true? I've never had an accident. Well, I've had a couple accidents, but they were never all my fault. Well, right. one of them was my fault.
It's not your fault. It's not your accident.
So none of the accidents were your fault, except for the one that was that you blamed on somebody else.
No, I didn't. No, I did not blame it on nobody else. It's the law that works like that.
Okay. In Italy.
Do we want to go in Italy? Which way are you going to go?
Let me tell you about
the one in Italy. The only accident, which was actually my fault.
Okay.
But it did not end up my fault.
Okay.
I was driving in Italy with my mom.
Okay.
I'm confused.
I was driving. And then, I admit it. I was not paying attention. You know when you just drive without knowing where you're going, you just go.
Okay.
And I guess the car in front of me stopped.
Yeah.
I had no clue. So my car just went straight into the car in front of us. But there was an old lady behind me, which was probably worse than me. Did not see what happened.
This is who Mario blamed.
No, listen. She did not see me that I crashed into the car in front of me, which, by the way, crashed in the car in front of it. And then crashed in the front. So basically, it was like 5 car accidents caused by me. This old lady behind me had no clue what was happening. And she just smashed into my car. So, by law in Italy, the last car takes the blame of everything. So, even though it was my accident, because this old lady crashed into me, she paid for everybody. So, I got my car fixed for free. No.
So... Let me get this right. So you went from like 40 miles an hour to zero. Like 1 second.
Into somebody else's
And somehow
car.
This old lady behind you is supposed to stop.
Well, of course. If there's an accident in front of you, what do you do? Just keep on going in the accident to stop. She probably was worse than me. So by law in Italy, the last car takes the blame of everybody else. So I was not the last car because the lady, even though it was my fault, I admit it. But hey. It's not my fault. That's
so everybody must. So everybody in that whole pileup was tailgating, essentially.
Yeah.
Well,
some of them were.
Yeah,
stopped.
That's Italy, though. We don't have distance in Italy.
They were stopped 1 inch from each other's bumper.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
They'd but like if to you be, were paying attention, you would have stopped, though, man.
Italians like to get close.
Right.
Yeah.
We're pretty close.
No, no,
by the way,
space.
Going back to this country.
Yes.
Because you know, in Italy, if you get stopped for a speeding ticket, you can just get out of the car, talk with the cop, have a fight with it, offer something to drink, offer something to eat, and you get out of it. Here, you cannot move, otherwise you get shot or arrested. So I got a speeding ticket for something that for a place where I was not speeding.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go to court. Let's say that this court was.
And did you talk to Joe to prep for the court date?
I did.
Your cousin, Joe.
So, my cousin, Joe is. Yeah, we have to explain that, right? Because Mario's cousin, Joe, has had multiple speeding tickets. and kind of knows more than most lawyers about how to get out of paying them. So right. how many do you think he's gotten out of? Probably like,
all of them, I think.
No, well, no one of them he said he got reduced. Right.
I think if you probably got stopped like 10 times.
The manslaughter one. Yeah,
right. If you, oh, wait. I know
he
for sure
reduced
once.
To manslaughter.
Okay. I know for sure once.
It was second degree murder first time.
Okay.
I know for sure he's once because he was stuck in an airport in Germany. So he couldn't go to court. That's why.
Well,
why
he didn't know German traffic law.
Right.
No. So yours was, where were you?
I was in Chelsea, that awesome, beautiful city of Chelsea,
mm-hmm.
where you can walk freely during the day without worrying about getting shot or anything.
Between 11 and 12.
Right. And
stabbed. You'll get stabbed, though.
I went to court.
They don't have money for guns there.
After, no. Well, I got stopped in September of last year, and I had to go to court in August of this year.
Okay.
Yep.
That tells you everything.
Mm-hmm.
I wait here. Now, you have to know that Chelsea is like 90% Spanish, 1% English. I said 99, right? Yeah. So 1% is English. And so everybody got called by alphabetical order. I'm an N. Spanish people are with the H, so forget about it. It's going to take me like an hour. Well, the majority of them. I had a couple of Hernandez.
Oh, okay.
Arnaldo. All those things like that. It took me like Milagros and those things like that. It took me like an hour.
Milagros with an H.
I don't know what I just heard, but after we go back and listen to this, I'm really going to want to know what that name was. After Hernandez.
Arnaldo? I'm pretty sure that exists. I think I heard that. Anyways.
That's plus,
it was a couple of Asians too, so you know, the who, chu, all those things like that.
If it's 99% Spanish, 1% white people, where the Asians come in?
What, well, aren't Asian white?
Let's not get into this. All right, continue with your story.
What was I? Okay, so I got called.
You were in room 5.
No, I was in room 5. The okay. creeps were in room 5.
Okay.
So I was there. I had my talk ready. I was like, sir, officer, you know, because usually you have an officer and usually it's a guy over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk in and there is no officer. It's just a guy and a girl. So I had to change my thing. And I was like, you know, ma'am, sir, blah, blah, blah. I started my thing. I said, I was going 45 on the Dublin Bridge. You know, I took the exit. The speed limit on the exit is 15. So let me say, everybody, that it goes from 45 to 15 in a second without even warning you.
Yeah.
So I was going, I was stopped for 42 on the 15. So I tell my story. I was like, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was going to the flow of the traffic. I got stopped. I saw the sign. I couldn't stop on time. Was it would have caused an accident, you know, blah, blah, blah. And after I was done with my awesome story, I was proud of myself. They both started laughing, the guy and the girl. So I'm like, did I say something funny? They just look at me and like, do you know you just proved yourself guilty of 2 violations? I'm like, what? He was like, you said you were going 45 on the Tobin Bridge, right? I was like, yeah. And the guy was like, well, the speed limit is 35 on the Dublin Bridge. So you were already going over the Dublin Bridge, which automatically tells me you were going over the limit on the 15. So I was like, Mario play dumb, Mario play dumb, Mario play dumb. So I'm like, well, I'm not familiar with the area. I live in Medford. I work in Newton, that are completely on the other side of Chelsea. And even though I worked in Chelsea for 6 years of my life, but I was not familiar because I was, true, I was working in Newton by the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, I work in Newton, I live in Medford, and there was no lie there involved. I said, I'm not familiar with the area because it's true, I never take the Dublin Bridge to go to work. And the guy said, yeah, it's true. We noticed that you were not familiar with the area, but next time you come to court, do better researches. That's how I got. And I got out of it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of it.
I don't know. I asked Mike if you were going to see Spider-Man, and he said that you only like...
I was what?
That you only like... What did you say?
Sappy and or depressing movies.
Is that true?
Like Titanic and The Vow.
I do not like those movies. If they end up being like that, it's not my fault.
You don't like Titanic, Mario?
I love Titanic.
I do too. Blanche hates it. She won't let me watch it.
I think it's a masterpiece.
I think it is too.
How about that, huh?
Did you see it in 3D?
How did you feel about the...
No, because nobody wanted to come to me to watch a 3D. How about that?
Well, you didn't ask me, Mario.
I'm pretty sure I asked everybody.
I would have gone.
I was going to go by myself on a 11 o'clock show.
That's sad and depressing.
All right.
That's why you know,
a lot of people's faces like that.
But Mario, how did you feel about the depiction of Italians in Titanic? Because there was, that I remember, there's one Italian dude.
He dies right away.
Yeah. No, they take a little while. He dies like an hour in.
Oh, wait, but we have to say, though,
it's a pretty
the
good
guy
death.
That makes him win the tickets to go on the boat.
Yeah. Sfortunato.
Oh. No. I haven't seen this movie enough. I don't remember any of this.
It's the beginning.
He's the guy who's trying to swim away from a smokestack that's 300 feet tall. Okay. And he's about 5 feet away from it when he starts swimming and when it starts tipping over. And it just lands on him, right?
That's how he dies?
Yeah.
I'm talking about when he gets the ticket.
Are we talking about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I got a golden ticket.
No. Well, no, yeah, but when he dies.
That's how he got the ticket, though, because the guy was the first.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no debate there.
So thanks to the Italian, everybody died.
Basically, somehow it's all his fault.
Yeah.
They would have never fell in love, though, if it wasn't for him.
For Fabrizio?
Right.
Why?
Oh, because oh, Fabrizio, we're good. That
Fabrizio.
Was the name, yeah.
Yeah. Fabrizio. Oh, no, I never forgot. He had.
And why was he in America? Because he was an immigrant, so I see.
Well, I think you have to get here to be an immigrant. Right? He never made it.
What do you mean?
Well, he was like halfway over, right? In the Titanic.
Oh, yeah. So what is the American guy doing in New York, in London? What, did they start in London?
It's a movie. I don't know. Yeah. I think it started from London.
You know, you're totally right. All those years, we thought that thing started in New York. You're totally true. They never arrived in New York.
I don't think they ever made it. I think it went from someplace to England, and then it was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
I'm glad we don't have any like 80-year-old people listening, because they'd be like, wow. Well,
I'm sure we have somebody on here that knows more about Titanic than we do.
Yeah. Wait, so can we get back to Fabrizio a little bit?
What do you want to say? I don't know nothing about him.
I thought he was kind of an...
It's just because Italian, I know everybody.
That's like you people...
Is that what people ask me?
Yeah.
Oh, where are you from? Genova. Oh, so you know... Fabrizio Herrera, Arnaldo. And I'm like, well, you know, there's like 3 million people just in that city. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's something that you Americans always do.
You guys do the same thing.
All of us?
No, we don't.
Yeah, and nobody understands how big the United
States
is.
Should we have people pick what the best name for the podcast would be?
Yeah.
This will be kind of like a bonus to people who...
I would like to tell people in general that if they would like to...
subscribe.
Send any...
Idea.
Comments or ideas or hate mail... Or questions or anything, they can do
Mario.
It.
Oh, wait, I have something to talk about.
Hold on, let me finish my sentence.
Send it to what
Why
is
do
it?
You always want to finish a sentence?
Awesome.
There's
awesome.
An important piece missing here, which is the email address. I want to just say that.
Yeah,
we have
it's
one.
MarioKnowsBest@gmail.com.
I don't think we were supposed to tell
I didn't
Mario
even know this.
I already told you, Mario. You just forgot.
That's not cool.
We talked about
Mario
it last week.
MarioKnowsBest@gmail.com.
All one word.
Is that all
That's
associated with the Google Plus account?
It is, yeah.
By the same name?
Yeah, okay. You can also follow us on Google Plus. There's nothing there yet, but maybe there will be eventually.
No, there is. It's me following it.
Yeah.
So it has one follower.
No, I'm following
Or what
it
do they
too.
Call it on Google Plus? Circles.
I'm not even friends with these people.
I'm in a circle.
So yeah, you can... So go ahead, Mario. You said you had a question for me or something.
No, I have something to talk about, actually. Probably
okay.
We can cut this and talk
is
about
this like
it next
time. Therapy?
Let's talk about... Kind of.
So
anyways.
So is this the last... This will be the last topic for today?
Yeah.
Is whatever Mario's about to talk about?
Yeah. I'm hungry.
Let's talk about this Instagram thing.
And we're going to eat at that place.
Yeah. I'm talking here. Let's talk about this Instagram.
That was a good impression of Mario doing a New York impression.
Oh, that was good. You didn't mention I'm that good. When I asked about impressions.
Yeah, New York people are my favorite.
All right. Go ahead.
Talking about Instagram again.
Yeah.
Everybody now Instagrams everything they do in their life.
Yeah.
I really don't care what you do every 2 seconds of your life.
Uh-huh.
I have to follow you because I want to be polite. I still want to be your friend.
I don't think that's the point.
Huh?
I don't think that's the point. Are you trying to... Is this your way of telling me you want to stop following me on Instagram?
No.
This is Mario's way of offending the three people that listen to the podcast.
No,
listen. They're all friends of Mario.
Right. I have everybody's friend. I'm not going to defriend nobody, so don't worry.
Okay. Thank you for the reassurance.
They're all glad to know that you hate following them, but that you're not going to unfollow them.
That's not what I'm trying
to
say.
Out of politeness.
Yeah. I'm sure everybody has like that. Well, even though I have to tell you, I know somebody, and if you listen, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You were following me, and I was following you, and all of a sudden, you requested again my friendship. That means in the period of time, you are not following me anymore. And I got you there. Wait. Anyways.
Interesting. I've had people stop following me.
Who was it, Mario?
I've had people stop following me. They start following me, then
well,
they stop
I have an idea
me.
Why, Mike, but...
Okay, tell me why.
I can't.
You know, do it.
I'm your friend. I don't want to ruin our friendship.
I want to hear
you
it.
You just offended all of your other friends that you follow
them so
on
much.
Instagram.
You should be able to tell
by the way, let me finish
my
thing, otherwise I forget. Right. So, if you're on Instagram... I love Instagram. I'm the first person. I love Instagram.
Okay.
There are a couple of things that are, should be a rule on Instagram.
Okay.
Rule number one. If you think you're beautiful, just go to Miss Universe, Miss America, whatever you want. Just do not post picture of your face every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
We know what you look like.
All right, I'll stop.
Thank you, Brett. We know what you look like. That's it. You want us to comment and like your picture every 2 seconds?
I don't do that, though. I have, like, two pictures
did I see
my face.
I'm
just
the other thing. I'm just saying in general.
You didn't tell me why you dislike
people,
me.
People, stop posting picture of your face. At least something it's happening on your face. Like, I don't know. If you have,
like it's melting off or something.
An extra mustache going on, like one of your nostrils fell off. Those are the things you want to post on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, post pictures of something interesting.
I'd want to see an extra mustache.
You know what I'm talking about,
though? I
wouldn't
think Italian people would see that as that interesting.
Oh, like, I do know that's rule number one. Rule number two, if you're driving, just drive. Do not post picture of yourself. Oh, look at me, I'm cool because I'm driving right now and I'm posting picture of myself on Instagram.
Okay.
And next thing we know,
you just ruled out everything anybody would ever post on Instagram.
What about, how do you feel about...
Oh, post number three, do not post picture of the temperature that it's outside in your car.
Is that for...
I did that once.
Yeah, that's why I said that.
I know somebody that did that last week. Can I say who it is? Because you just offended him. And he'll probably listen to this. And he's probably not going to bring me cookies when I go to New York this week.
Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, Joe did that?
See, yeah, Joe
I'm
did
sorry,
that.
Joe. I had no clue you did
oh,
that.
Oh, he doesn't apologize to me, though.
No, I know.
No, because I told you, Mike, that I don't like people to do that. But I like Joe. So,
well,
Joe,
you're
you can
welcome,
do it.
Mario, because I knew you wouldn't want to ruin your friendship with Joe.
So those are my things on Instagram. Because you know what, though? I got to say something.
How do you feel about people?
Now, that's how people think about me. If you don't like your picture, probably I thought about not liking it. Not because I didn't see it.
What?
Does that make sense?
No. Nope.
You just told me you just scrolled past mine.
Right. Because
so
I didn't like
think
it.
About,
do I have to like it just because it's your picture?
So every picture that you don't like, I should assume you dislike.
No.
Yeah, I just realized that we're talking about not liking something as like the action that you take.
Right.
On,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you have to know that on Instagram, if you click twice on a picture, you like it.
Right.
Okay.
And it happens sometimes by mistake I liked it, but I make sure I went back and dislike it. Just because, no, I have some rules that I want to follow.
Instagram etiquette.
I am.
Yeah.
I don't like this wild Instagrammers.
Instagrammers Anonymous.
Wasn't one of the original names of the show Things Mario Hates?
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think people should post on Instagram? That's probably the better question.
Everything except for faces. And alcohol.
So no pictures of people.
No.
So like body.
You know what I'm trying to say? I don't mind if you
like
post a picture
shoulder.
Of yourself.
Just no MySpace glamour shots of yourself.
Like take a picture of your left arm, but not your face.
No, but anyways.
I get what you're saying. Pictures of your friends is fine. Pictures with friends is fine.
No, picture of myself are good. I can post once, but not every 2 seconds because your face is always the same. Like an hour ago, that was your face. And then an hour after, just you can make a different face. I don't care to know that you were able to make that face. You know what I mean? Look, I'm checking Instagram right now.
Yeah.
To see if there's
people
anything
posted, like, smart
that angers
stuff.
You.
You know, like I see people getting waxed right now.
All right. So, wow.
Yes.
You know, Mario, considered that you might just follow the wrong people?
Yeah.
All right. So I think right now, We should list the names, and this will be the end of the show.
Okay.
So, Mario to go.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
option.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mario, like that?
What?
I don't know.
I don't know what I just
heard.
No,
he means the names of the possible names of the podcast.
Yeah, okay. So
although we'll have to name it something before
but we
people
have to have
can
a
even
contest,
listen to it.
Right?
No, we don't have to name it the first time. Well, because right now it's Mario Knows something. Best, but we can change it.
Okay.
Okay, so, which I'm not saying we should, because I think that one's pretty good. Okay, number one is Mario to go.
Mario to go.
Number two is whatever it is now, which is...
Mario Knows Best.
Mario Knows Best. And...
Just Because I'm Fat.
Just Because I'm Fat. That's number three.
Yeah.
Now, give it some thought, because one would be like, most people would just say, ha, yeah, that's the one. But think about it. Okay, then, Mario knows best, and then just because I'm fat, which then, is actually in the song. Then,
yeah, it's true. It is in the song.
So, but we can still keep it in the song,
right?
Without naming the show.
That's true. There was another one, Fruity di Mario.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yep. Okay,
number
four is Fruity di Mario.
And then the one you said today was Mikey Mouth and Mario.
Yeah. Do you know that reference, Mario?
How about Moley Mike?
What? What was it?
Let's not talk about my mole on this show.
Moley Mike.
Moley Mike.
I'm cutting that out.
And number five, Moley Mike.
No.
Well, I'm writing it down anyway.
Moley Mike and the dermatologists.
All right. So how do people vote? Google Plus to the show. Okay, we'll put a post.
We should have a Twitter, too. Does anybody have a tweet?
Yeah. We'll do that.
We could tweet.
I have tweets. So
are you going to be our Twitterer?
I can.
our tweeter?
No, Mario, you never tweet.
It's true, but I'll start doing it now.
Well, why don't we all have access and we can all tweet? Why do we have to be just one of us?
Okay. Right, yeah, we can all have access.
We can do it then.
So now it's just, you know, email us or you know, send us a message on Google Plus. Mario knows best.
Yeah, but wait though.
@gmail.com.
Right. So Mario knows best. @gmail.com. It's already the name of the show.
Yeah, but you can change it.
But it can be changed.
It's not set in stone.
You can change that.
Sure.
Yeah. By next month when we record another one,
right?
That's half the length. Then we'll have already heard what people voted on, and we'll change the name.
Okay, but can you change an email address? Well, we'll talk about this later.
Yeah. We'll talk about it later. All right.
Does anybody have any? We have Mario.
Sorry,
it's all on Mario. Don't just we attempted to cover the mic now?
Don't we have to what
to say those names?
We already said the names. What
names?
I'm lost of the show.
Yeah, I did. You want me to, should I recap real quick? Okay, number one, Mario to go. Number two, Mario knows best. Number three, just because I'm fat. Number four, Fruity di Mario. And number five, well, we're not gonna do number five. Number four, it's just four.
Wait, but what about Mikey Mouth and Mario?
Did I skip that one? Ugh. All right, now Mario, we can cut that. Okay, number five is Mikey Mouth and Mario.
Yeah.
So which, Mario, if anybody does, can we explain
Mario
that reference?
Because
people will like it
just
more.
Just because I'm fat. Fruity di Mario and
Mikey Mouth and Mario, which is number five. And if people don't know that reference, it's from the Goonies.
Yeah.
Except Mario.
Right.
Because there's no Mario in the Goonies, although there are the Fratellis.
The Fratelli brothers.
So you'd have been one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm starving.
All right, me too.
All right, we're going to go to this place where they have flatbread pizza.
Where are we going?
All right.
Okay.
signing out.
Okay. Bye, guys. Love you.
Good night.
Good night.